Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars. But mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey, NPC, what are we drinking tonight?
Ooh, tonight we are drinking a mix of cervezas. I've got Sol, which I picked up at my local taquiera, which I'm thankful it's still open and does beer carry out.
Ooh.
Born in the heart of Mexico in 1899, Sol is the Mexican beer with an optimistic spirit and a crisp, refreshing take. What about you, Xander?
Good question.
Oh, yeah.
I am drinking Modelo Especial Cerveza. Golden full-flavored Pilsner style lager with a clean, crisp finish. And the, it's fantastic. I can serve on it too if you want later on.
All right.
And over here, I am also on the Modelo train, Modelo Negra, 1925 medium-bodied lager with slow-roasted caramel malts brewed with rich, smooth taste.
I don't actually think I've had that one.
It is so good.
I always get beers at the taquiera near my house, and it's usually either Victoria or Pacifico.
I can tell you that the Safeway by your place carries this one, too. So
I've seen that, but I've never bought it. Maybe I'll add it to my list. But yeah, we are drinking these cervezas today, deliberately not drinking the one that shall not be named, because we are all stuck at home during this contagion and going kind of crazy. We are sorry we have not gotten much out on the feed.
I don't know what you're talking about, he says, stroking his 6-inch long beard.
Definitely got the old Wolfman beard going on there. So I need you to let the hair down, too. Just shake it all out.
Oh, you want that, too, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, that would have been about there anyways, so.
This is also our first time ever doing video recordings of this. We're testing a streaming setup. I actually like what I've got going on here, and I'm hoping it's going to work out. If we all think that this is good, we may even put this up as bonus content, but we'll have to review it first. That said, you'll finally get to see how good Xander looks with his Karate Kid headband and
hold on a sec. I have to get the illicit substances off the background.
Oh.
Okay.
So how are you guys holding up?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate where my job was not at all threatened. I work in the healthcare social services industry, and I went from being regularly needed to critically needed. So other than the fact that I now work from home and barely ever leave my bedroom, I'm doing fine. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. How about you?
I'll pass it over to Xander.
Well, I mean, the real question is, what is time? What are days? Are months anything anymore? I mean, does it even exist if a bar is not open? These are the questions we have to ask ourselves in these times. For I do not know, and I do not understand. Are we even here right now, if there is no happy hour? I bring it back to you, NPC.
If there is no happy hour, is there any happiness?
No.
Sometimes I wonder that. And me, I'm going crazy. I like you were saying, what is time? You know that meme from Jumanji of Robin Williams going, "What year is it?" That's how I feel every day.
Yes, I do.
Is it? Every day seems like either Friday or Monday, and I can't.
You asked me to go and date this file earlier today, and you said date it with the day that it is. And I just looked at you with a blank stare because I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, I'm going crazy. I'm also fortunate that I get to work from home. I have a decent job, and actually everybody in my house is well paid. We're getting through, and I really like working from home usually, but that usually comes with the caveat that I can then after work walk down to my local and have a beer or go see the fine dancing ladies at the Pirates Cove. Or walk over sit down somewhere in a restaurant and eat some tacos. I can't do any of that now. I miss it a lot.
I miss everything about that. I miss being at work as a bartender. I miss being able to blow off steam after work with my fellow bartenders. And I miss going to a bar after work. I can't do any of those things. And so instead... Well, I will say this, though. I want to give a big shout out to the Fraternal Order of Bartenders, which is a phenomenal Facebook group of bartenders who are a bunch of fucking assholes and ne'er-do-wells and heathens and rapscallions. And they have been helping me through a really hard time this past week with their debaucherous, Zoom company. And so they've been a lot of fun, getting and chatting with all these bartenders from across the country in all of their weird algorithms, all of them. So I want to give a big shout out to Kenny and Ryan on the Fraternal Order of Bartenders chat. Cheers, guys.
Definitely. I was invited to join that august body, and I've been very thankful for doing so. Never has I ever encountered a better collection of rogues, roustabouts, and homewreckers. One of the things I've been doing in my downtime has been getting a lot of reading that I wanted to get done for quite some time taken care of.
What are you reading?
Well, all over the place. But one of the things I was reading about was the evolution from fraternal orders to labor unions in the United States. And that was what Xander's call out to the Fraternal Order of Bartenders brought to mind. How many of what evolved into the early union movement in the United States actually started as fraternal orders that were membership was all based on being in a specific trade or in a specific job function in a specific company. Like the original bellhops in rail cars that became one of the premier unions in America, it gave us Debs and other luminaries of the union movement, started out as a drinking club of car attendants.
Fascinating. What else are you reading?
Let's see. It's been, as I said, it's all over the map. I have read a couple articles on exactly how horrible a person Woodrow Wilson was prior, during, and after being a president. Oh, I mean, it's like I already hated the guy, and it's like...
Again, we have only two political positions on this podcast. One is fuck Peabot, and the other one is fuck Woodrow Wilson.
Fuck Woodrow Wilson. Like, I mean,
that's all the politics we have. Fuck Peabot, fuck Woodrow Wilson. That's it.
Prior until recently, the only two things I knew about the man was that his 14 points, the fact that he resegregated the federal government, and the fact that he screened Birth of a Nation at the White House. I'm finding this.
Birth of a Nation. Yeah.
Yes. Which includes three quotes from him. Reading more about that has just been fun. And now I'm Starting with that, I ended up down a rabbit hole, and at the moment I am deep in some reading about the Battle for Veracruz and the border wars from 1909 through 1928.
Xander, what are some things that you've been doing to keep yourself from going crazy during this time?
Well, this is my reading material right now.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that on our recent Hammer Crawl setup. What did we do? We did a stream? Yeah, maybe something like that.
I mean, you
mentioned something about getting...
You all did a stream. I just sat in the background and memed and made commentary.
Yes, you did. So I've been doing a lot of cooking, which has been a lot of fun. Quite a few scooter rides during the nicer days we've had out here. And, you know, those are the kind of the two main ways I've been keeping myself sane is scooter rides and cooking, you know, for the lovely lady over here who is snoozing right now.
Don't you love the empty streets?
Yes, I do. It was so much fun today at like fucking, you know, like rush hour on my scooter, like fucking cruising down I-5, being like, no one in my way. It's okay. I can do what I want. No one cares. It's anarchy. And, you know, even going down, I took a couple of going down MLK or, a couple of trips down, Beaver Hillsdale Highway. And like, I'm not speeding like 5-10 miles over the speed limit because no one cares because, you know, the world right now. But it's just been clean coasting, man. It's beautiful. But again, the bigger thing for me has just been a lot of time in the kitchen and making just fucking great food and just enjoying the time in the kitchen.
I lament that I have not been able to ride my motorcycle much because it is in dire need of a service. Mm-hmm. And I'm in dire need of a new mechanic. And this is not really a time that is conducive to acquiring a new mechanic. So, yeah. But I'm thinking about giving a call to Cycletunes versus asking, are you open? Mm-hmm. And do you take new customers? And seeing where that goes. But I did tune up my bicycles. So awesome. I'm hoping to give them a ride soon. Xander?
Yeah. So again, for instance, what I'm cooking lately, the other night I went and I made a cilantro lime rice. And then I went and I sauteed up some green beans and cumin mushrooms with some sesame seeds, soy sauce, and chili oil.
Okay, I need you to stop and tell all that again in a deeper, sexy voice.
So I went and I made some cilantro lime rice. And then I went and I sauteed up some green beans and cumin mushrooms with some chili lime oil and some soy sauce, dashed with sesame seeds. And then I went and I took some rockfish. And with that rockfish, I went and I cooked it up in a pan with some... butter and dry sherry. A little bit of thyme, salt, and pepper. You know how you do, baby. And then when I cooked that all up, I took the rest of the drizzling from that sauce and I put that over that rice with that fish. And you better know I topped it with some capers. You know I did. Mm-hmm. And then I then called it a night. Mm. Oh.
Okay, I need to start cooking.
Yes, yes, you do.
That was your request, not mine.
Hey, well, hopefully some of our listener out there will enjoy it.
Some are our listener, singular.
We apologize. We haven't put much out because of the, because up until this point, everything that we've done is in person. I've got the studio and a sweet setup of mics and getting everything to record remotely has, I guess, kind of been what I've been doing to keep myself sane. I dewired and rewired everything, and I sent microphones and and headphones and computers out to these people and some mix of it. Yeah, Xander?
I'm not going to lie. What has kept me sane almost more than anything else has been Helicron!
And part of the preparations that I've been doing have been specifically for starting Hammercrawl streaming.
We're starting
every Saturday night. Hammercrawl streaming.
Starting what?
Oh, Hammercrawl!
Thank you.
There you go. We've been streaming the game. We started a brand new campaign that we're playing for realsies on Saturday nights. We did our first stream this past weekend, and I believe that this captures the essence of what Hammercrawl has always been best at, which is live audience participation.
with the gift hecklers. The fucking gift heckler.
And so, yeah. I do want to give out shout out to the gift heckler and her family for giving us the amazing gift memes that fill our channel with joy. And I lament that we are not able to see them this coming weekend or next weekend. Where's this weekend? What day is it?
It would be next weekend.
Wagon Con is canceled and it's sad. So we're having to make up for it with lots of gaming online. But Hammercrawl is a lot of fun. And Xander is playing. Tell me who you're playing, Xander.
Do you want me to debut the voice on this Biker's Dice and Bar podcast?
It's up to you if you want to give a teaser.
So, I'm like playing like John Beefsteak Sauce Master. And I am the, follower of the fire guy god from, Tasty Town. And, you don't even know, the amount of, tasty treats that are coming your way, bro. It is going to be, one of the most audacious experiences of your life as you go and get healed with the power of tasty. It's going to be so good, bro. Unless you're a gal and then you're a bra. That's how it works, man. This is how the way it works in the Church of Fire Guy.
So, dear listener, one of the new deities of the Hammercrawl universe is Fire Guy, the Lord of Tasty Town. And,
You mean our Lord and Savior is what you're trying to say? bro, you don't even know how, good you have it. Unless you're one of those, fucking K-Rub, fucking scrubs, in which case, I don't even know how to save you, man. It's just, you're already down at that point, bro.
To celebrate this transition of themes, I have also transitioned to a new beer. I am now drinking Victoria.
Mm.
It doesn't have anything fancy written on it, but it is made in Mexico.
Excellent. Cheers.
Cheers, clink.
Xander, I need to make a formal request on behalf of myself and several other interested parties that before you run the next or in the next game of Hammercrawl, you must get your tips frosted in honor of your deity.
Okay, here's the thing. If I get $100 in Venmo before then, I will do this.
Hold on a moment.
Let me grab my phone.
Yeah, this is going to happen.
At least $100. If that happens, I will this.
Yeah. I will definitely contribute to your costume.
Lord have mercy. I should have upped it.
No, nope, so $100 locked in.
Kind of a segue here. Speaking of gaming, I'm finally editing the files of the several sessions that we recently did a few months back for another role playing game called Mothership, which we're going to release hopefully in the next few weeks. It's awesome. It is amazing. All I got to tell you is that it felt. I was honored, truly honored, to have an American president in our gaming group.
Oh,
Abraham Lincoln, this one's for you.
The fucking Alan Edwards, man. Like that. That Jolly the Roger.
Yeah, I think people will enjoy it. It got a little crazy. There were multiple deaths. Well, you know, it's a mothership. So similar to Hammer Crawl, it's kind of expected.
So you're going to die.
Yeah, that should actually be printed on the cover of the book. Also, yeah. I have new Hammer Crawl character sheets. Well,
oh, and they are so sweet. So sweet.
They are beautiful. I want to give a shout out to Gremlin Legions, who has done other designs for me in the past. He made them amazing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with it next.
So, NPC, if our listeners are interested in the Hammer Crawl session to either play or be a part of or listen to, where should they go?
You could go to twitch.tv/breakfastpuppies, which is where all streams from this podcast, from the Hammer Crawl experience, will be broadcast. Now, I should note that the Hammer Crawl games that we're running on Saturday nights are not being recorded for podcast format. There might be some video recordings of the stream itself, but I will not be editing these. These are 100% meant for fun, just to give us something to do to stay sane during this apocalypse.
So what you're saying is, if you want to experience this, you have to be in attendance live in our Discord channel.
Correct. Now, I might be convinced to release these in a bonus feed on one of the Patreons. Really, there's only the one right now, which is the Biker's Dice and Bars.
Mm-hmm.
Biker's Dice and Bars!
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun, and we have a live stream showing the chat room, so you can either join us on Discord, but if you just to see the GIFs, but if you want to see the GIFs and hear us talk, then join us on Twitch.
Or do what I do and do both.
Yeah, yeah.
Double dip, double dip. I don't know how that works.
So, speaking of streaming, I wanted to talk a bit about all of the new things that I have learned. I'm super excited about this. I have finally put my 12-channel mixer to use, and it's doing things that I actually had to jury-rig a few things to make it work in order to feed signals back into itself and then refeed those signals to this computer. So in the future, now once this quarantine lifts, hopefully, we'll be able to do a full table of play that we can stream and get people online responding back to us in real time. And then record it and broadcast it all again as a podcast. And I'm really excited about that. It took a lot of work.
Yeah, the setup looks really solid from when you and I were doing the audio test the other night. You know, the potential there is just amazing. Although it does mean that, like, I do have to remember to shave every day we go in for a live session.
Is yeah, that your daily growth right there, Jacob?
Say what?
Is it your daily growth?
Yeah. This is what happens when I don't trim at all in one day.
No, I think that's what happens when he beats a possum and just straps it to his face.
As I was sharing with my sweetie the other day, it's like, yeah, I'm just not going to cut the beard or shave until I have to go back to work. That's what I said almost, nearly 2 months ago at this point. Now I'm at the point where I can't wait for this boat to finally hit the shore so I can find a good monastery to sack.
I get that reference. We got any other topics we want to hit today?
So I don't think we're going to talk about it here, but I wanted to, you know, put a little teaser out for it. I know that NPC, you and I are going to be sitting down for a chat regarding raising your virtual role-playing game. Because you and I have been both looking and working at with different online gaming tools. I have had to throw myself headfirst into Roll20 in order to keep my Witcher game going, and looked around at a couple others and have been testing out a couple others, and you've done the same, including a real interesting one that I really want to hear your thoughts about, a whiteboard program of some kind.
We used the whiteboard program in a few things. I got to give credit to my good buddy Alex on our Discord server, who has run the he ran one of the Pugmire games. We did a short online mini convention a few weeks ago, back when GameStorm was supposed to happen.
You mean,
and I think everybody was involved in that.
Contagion.
Yeah, the Contagion. And we had a lot of fun, and Alex ran a Pugmire game, and he debuted the use of this whiteboard app, and it was amazing. Just,
yeah.
All I have to say is, long live Long Wolf.
Long live the Long Wolf. Yes.
All hail the Lord of Cats.
Yeah, I've got a decent amount to say about online gaming, so we can definitely do a powwow on that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll probably drop that in in the Patreon stream. So if you're interested in hearing two longtime game masters hash out their learning curve on virtual software systems for that on a very short timeline, because both of us realized that in order to keep the game going, we had to go virtual, and we had to learn real fast. And while we had both played around with it a little bit, you know, it was embracing all the options out there and figuring out what would work for our different needs.
You know what else could be a Patreon thing? Watching the good Xander wax his mustache. In real time.
Well, actually, once you get that $100 tip when this is over, you should also video yourself bleaching your tips, so that we can put that as bonus content on our feed.
Again, if these people give $100, I will bleach these tips.
Xander, I'm just going to put it to you this way. You might as well you just pick up the frosting tools.
My girlfriend is raising her hand right now and saying that she's good.
Good for it? Yeah, I can do it.
She can do it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, so for $100, you'll see the tips. For $200, you can watch her doing it to me.
Excellent. This can happen.
We'll talk.
We all need money.
We're going to Flavortown on this.
Jesus Christ, what have I done? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I regret everything also nothing.
I'm almost done with this, Victoria, and I'm out of beer. Do we got anything else?
No, other than, folks, you know, it's rough. We're starting to see some small lights at the end of the tunnel, depending where in the nation you are. Some states are starting to figure out how to do staged opens ups. At least three different groups of states have created multi-state compacts to figure out their phase-ins. Here in Oregon, Washington, Oregon, and California have partnered up to do that. Elective surgeries and procedures go live again as of May 1st. And everybody is starting to learn new ways of how to reach out and stay in touch with their loved ones. And we encourage you to do the same. If technology is a barrier or figuring out technology is a barrier, feel free to reach out to us. We'll definitely help you problem solve, figuring out how to stay in touch with the people you would need to stay in touch with.
And speaking of the people you need to see and stay in touch with, you've been listening to Vikers, Dice, and Bards. I totally forgot to do the introduction at the very beginning because we haven't done this in like a month.
Yep.
I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
I am the good Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
Xander, do you have any last words for the evening?
I do, actually. So, you know, I have found that in these troubling times, one of the best things that you can do to get some fresh air, to get some sanity, to go and just block things out of your head, is to go on a good ride. Like, go on a good ride. You know, the weather in the Northwest has been kind of wishy-washy, and the parts of the nation has actually been quite nice. But, you know, get on your bicycle, get on your scooter, get on your motorcycle, and just hit the open road for a while.
It was pretty awful that first week, because as soon as the lockdown hit, we had a week straight of just beautiful weather, and it just didn't feel right. It was like, I feel like I should be enjoying this, but it was so shadowed with looming doom. And yeah, God. And now it's getting better. I'm feeling a lot better about it. And I agree. Go for a ride. What I will not agree with is the ride of 40 people that I just saw cruising through my neighborhood on the way home today.
Boo. Don't be that asshole. Don't be that asshole.
Don't be that asshole.
Don't go on a group ride. And if you if you have a place in mind, okay, I'm gonna end with this. If you have a place in mind and you love that place and you go there and there's 50 people there, don't go there. Go somewhere else. Find another place.
I will say one other thing about that. It's called a sidewalk, people, not a side stand.
Not wrong.
You're the obstacle. Don't expect people to go around you. You should get out of their way. Yeah? Am I wrong?
No.
Yeah.
Don't stand totally on the sidewalk. Agree. Just don't do it. Yep. Don't do it.
Okay. Well, on that note, Jacob?
Always keep a shiny side up.
When we all get back to work, fucking tip the shit out of your bartenders.
And you know what? Even if you're not there, find them online, get their Venmo or their cash tag, and tip them anyway.
Can I just give a shout out really quick to Brandon, who has been tipping me every fucking Friday. He's been tipping me like 10 bucks every Friday. I love you. I love you so much.
We should tell Brandon when you're going to do that video stream of you frosting your tips so he alone can watch it.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
But... He deserves it. And Brandon, may your dice always roll crits. And
Nat 20s, baby, all the way.
Even though you're not going
out to bars, but you're still stuck at home, drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for joining us, friends.
We've reached the end of Biker's Dice and Bars.
Talking bicycles and motorbikes. Game of the world. If you can listen to it in your car, you can do it in your Biker's Dice and Bars.
Yep.